mentioned last week that the Birchas HaTorah doesn't follow the regular rules of Birchas HaMitzvahs in terms of what constitutes a hefsek. When it comes to other mitzvahs, let's say, for example, sukkah, if you make a bracha on the sukkah, you eat a little bit of the sukkah, then you go out for a long period of time, then you have to recite another bracha. Whereas when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, we assume that a person's mind is on his learning, it should be on his learning, and he's planning on going back to his learning, hopefully, throughout the course of the day, and therefore, there really is no hefsek in terms of Birchas HaTorah. However, there is a question that is shown him, can something occur that really would constitute a hefsek, even within the realm of Birchas HaTorah? And this was a big machlokus about going to sleep. The person takes a nap during the day, whether upon waking up he has to recite a new Birchas HaTorah. So even though there are many, many opinions that maintain that yes, that sleeping is considered to be a significant interruption in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, nevertheless, the Shabura quotes that the custom seems to be not this way, that most of us follow the view that just because you took a nap, even though it may have been quite a long nap, it could have been a significant Shabbos nap, we assume that when one wakes up, one does not have to recite a new Birchas HaTorah. There is the flip side, Shaila. What if a person was not mafsik in Birchas HaTorah, but the night passed over? I mean, he was up the entire night, he was learning the entire night, and perhaps doing other things the entire night, and now the question becomes, when the next morning comes, does he have to recite a new Birchas HaTorah? So it's almost, in a sense, the opposite of the previous Shaila. That in the previous Shaila, so it was the same day, but there was a hefsek. Here there really was no hefsek. So Shavuos night, the person was learning the entire night, didn't go to sleep, would one be required to recite a new Birchas HaTorah just because it's a new day? So this was also a question in the poskim. Therefore, we have the following practice, that if a person is up, let's say the whole night of Shavuos and learning, so when the morning comes, on the one hand, we want to recite a new Birchas HaTorah, on the other hand, we're a little bit weird to do so. So we try, if at all possible, to have somebody else to be motias in Birchas HaTorah. Usually, it's not that hard to find somebody, either who was not at the Tikkun Lo Shavuos, or who was at the Tikkun Lo Shavuos, who had a significant sleep as well. And therefore, you can have somebody else to be motias in Birchas HaTorah. That's probably the best option. If that option isn't available, so then what one can do is, one can hear the bracha of, one could say the bracha of Ava Rabba, as we mentioned earlier, that if one recites Ava Rabba and has in mind, the bracha for Kriyashra has in mind to be Yotzei Birchas HaTorah, and then as soon as Shmoneh Esrei is over, one says Pasuk so one can technically be Yotzei the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah with that, and it wouldn't be a Chashash bracha of HaTorah. Even though during the course of the Davin, he's going to be saying Shmoneh Esrei before technically saying Birchas HaTorah. So that's a throwback that we spoke about last week, that according to many poskim, what you're davening doesn't even really need Birchas HaTorah anyway. It's davening, it's not really learning. So the bottom line is, on a Shavuos night or other nights, a person is up the entire night, so the Chachilu wants to try to find somebody else to be motes you in Birchas HaTorah. If for whatever reason that's not an option, so then one should at least have in mind when saying Birchas HaTorah, and saying Avarabah to be yote Birchas HaTorah, and then to learn a little bit, say some sukkim, as soon as Shmoneh Esrei is over. A wonderful day.